views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm speaking to you today from Hubbard Radio here in the Seattle area on KKNW AM 1150. You might be listening in New York, Connecticut, or Rhode Island on 1230 AM WBLQ. You might be listening somewhere in the United States on your television, through your television, on cable radio network, one of the stations in Australia, or anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio. But wherever you're listening from today, we're going to have a most unusual conversation that you don't want to miss. But before we get into that, and I surprise you with that, I want to first say hello to my better half here in the studio who allows you to hear these wonderful conversations, Mr. Benny Mathers. Good morning, Benny.
Hey, good morning. I don't think it's going to be an unusual conversation. I think fits perfectly here in the Pacific Northwest with our Puget Sound, and we'll have a whale of a time.
We will, yes.
Too soon?
Too soon? Well, yeah, you're giving it away.
Hint. Yes. Nudge, people.
Yeah.
That was so easy.
But first, I want to share with our listeners about the first Vibration of Change workshop we had on this past Saturday.
Yeah, how'd it go?
It was wonderful.
Oh,
it's
awesome.
Funny because this is new information for me to be sharing. And, you know, it's like things that excite me don't necessarily excite the entire world sort of thing.
Oh,
so this is like
true.
my test group, and got really positive feedback. People saying
good.
It's going to be helping them on to navigate mm-hmm. their lives. And one person said, I don't want it to be over, you know. And so it was great. And it also informed me about ways in which to sort of shift it. And got such positive feedback that we are going to be scheduling another one very soon. We're still working on the exact date and venue, but I will let you guys know when we've got that all planned. But to the task at hand, we are going to be talking about communicating with animals. Now, our guest today, her name is Mary Gettin, and I first got into communication with her when my cat was having some eating issues. And, you know, she was sick and was trying to figure out what was going on, and for a long time, doctors didn't know what was going on. And as it turns out, she had lymphoma in her stomach. And, you know, she eventually passed away. But along the way, I found my way to Mary. And, you know, I had talked to a couple of other animal communicators, but Mary gave me some very grounded advice about Oreo. She said, Oreo wants her old dry food back. And I thought, you know, about a year before when she started having stomach issues, we sort of shifted up her dry food several times. And sure enough, brought that dry food into the house, and she was eating almost immediately when she'd been refusing food. So it was like really grounded advice. I'm like, this woman's tuned in, you know. So I've since talked to Mary about my new cats, and she's given me some help about that. I've attended one of her wonderful workshops, and I've also read her wonderful book called Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective. Now, you know, in terms of her background, she started out as a naturalist. She was helping to rehabilitate sick and injured sea lions and seals. She went and took people on wild marine mammal tours. And she, you know, she's basically gotten into animal communication along the way. And instead of just working on dogs, cats, parakeets, you know, pets in people's homes, she's actually done a lot of communicating with whales. And she's got a Nautilus Award-winning book called Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective. And it gives us a sort of a multi-dimensional view of orca life. And for those of us here in the Northwest, which is where Mary used to be, you know, she gives a lot of information from the perspective of our wonderful pods up here. I'm so excited that she's here today. I'd like to welcome Mary Gettin.
Thank you, Christine. It's great to be here. I always love to be speaking to people up in the old Pacific Northwest.
Yeah. You lived in, on Orcas Island for a while, didn't you?
Yeah, 19 years.
Wow. So, you know, one of the things I love about your story and your journey is, you know, you didn't go and say, I'm going to sit down and meditate and communicate with whales. You know, you should have, you know, the universe kind of eased your way into this. How did you get started with this notion of communicating with orcas?
Well, you know, it actually really started back when I was living in San Francisco and working at a rehab center, a hospital for seals and sea lions. And that was in 1988. I met Penelope Smith, who is kind of the grandmother of animal communication. And so I took a class from her because I really didn't realize that you could communicate telepathically. So I took her class back in 88 so that I could talk to the patients at the center and, you know, help to understand what's going on with them. And then in 1990, I moved up to the islands because I really wanted to spend time with whales. And really, it was being out on the water with those orcas day after day. It was like, oh, man, I got to go back, take some more classes, and start perfecting this because I really wanted to know what the whales were thinking and, you know, who they were.
Right.
And, you know, I was in a kind of a research community where people were observing things and making assumptions. And so I thought, what better way to get information about the whales than to ask them directly?
Right.
So that's really what led me into it, yeah.
So how did you first meet the whale named Granny?
Granny, wow. I met her back in 1991. And she is the leader of J-Pod, which is one of the three pods of resident orcas in the San Juan Islands in the Washington State area.
Right.
And I met her, actually, I was sitting at the lighthouse doing some research, and she came and spy-hopped and looked at me.
Wow.
And then, you know, that sort of, like, sparked my interest. So as I was leading trips, I would always look for her and her family within J-Pod. And so I found that, you know, developing this relationship with this family helped me to interpret what was going on, you know, for all of our people on the boats.
Sure. And what a wonderful perspective to get as you're, you know, going out on a whale-watching tour to get something beyond, oh, this is their you know, their migration patterns and, you know, just the facts, ma'am.
Well, yeah, that's true. But I have to admit that in the early 90s, I never told people on the boats that I could talk to the whales. That was, you know, animal communication was still pretty unknown in those days.
Right.
And so I kept that part of it hid for a while. And I also didn't want people in the whale watch industry trying to get me to ask the whales to do this or do that or come over,
right.
You know, because, you know, we always want to see them jump and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't want to abuse their friendship by asking for dumb favors all the time.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, yes, when you're on a whale watching tour, you really want to see whales. You do. But yeah, but it's about, you know, being in community with them as opposed to manipulating them.
Exactly. And, you know, I did a few times, like, ask them, hey, guys, could you just slow down a little bit? We're really trying to catch up. You know, and the captain would look at me. He'd go, oh, my God, I just turned on the radio. They stopped. I'd say, shh, don't tell anyone. I think I used to scare him a little bit.
Expanded his version of reality, right?
Oh, yeah.
So whatever brought you out of the closet, so to speak?
Well, you know, it's just that over time, I just got more brave, I think, you know, and I realized that animal communication and telepathy is just such a great asset for whatever. You know, you can use it to communicate with your own animals, with other animals, and I saw just this great application for environmental issues. understanding what's going on in a particular habitat, right. things like that, you know. And so I just started talking about it. And, you know, a lot of times people would laugh in my face or turn around and run, and you know. But well. Eventually, you know, it started to shift. And I have seen just an amazing shift in the acceptance of this ability in the last 25 years. I mean, right. things have just changed remarkably.
Well, and that's very positive, because from what I've read in this book, they've got some fascinating things to say about their life and, you know, what's going on in their realm and in our realm as well. One of the things I love about this is, you know, there are all sorts of assumptions that were being made, and the whales actually, you know, balked at a couple of the assumptions. And when we get back, Mary, I'm going to want you to share about that. And also talk about whales' perspective on what's going on, you know, in the oceans and what their life is like. But we're going to have more with Mary Gettin when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Of traditional talk, people pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. As you can probably guess,
musicians, I should say, right?
Yes.
They're the odd ones, but we've got them here.
We do. Well, not in the studio, actually.
Oh, you just ruined it. Yeah, I just played.
As you can probably tell, we're talking about whales today.
Yay!
We are having a conversation with Mary Gettin, the author of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective, and a contributing author to Dolphins and Whales Together, Dolphins and Whales Forever, which is a new bestseller. You know, Mary, early on, you know, you were in the naturalist world, and you sort of eventually came out of the closet as you were communicating with orcas. Now, there were scientists and members of the community that had certain assumptions about whales, and when you communicate with them, sometimes you found out that their assumptions weren't correct. Can you share with our listeners some of the examples?
Yeah. Well, there's two that come to mind right off the bat, because I was so thoroughly ingrained in this is the way it is, you know. One was about their territory. When I first started leading trips, we said that the whales went about halfway up Vancouver Island and about down to the Oregon border, so the Columbia River, that was sort of their territory.
Right.
And they told me, no, you know, that's not true. We go a lot further than that.
Really?
And then we started finding out for several years they would go all the way around Vancouver Island and come back in down the Inland Passage. And then a few years went by, and we started getting pictures of them down in Monterey Bay.
Oh, my gosh.
California.
So you got validation that what they had told you was correct.
Oh, I know. And the whale watch people were, you know, they were all freaked out. They were like, oh, my God, the whales have left. They've moved to California. I'm like, no, they'll be back. Don't worry. So
they're just on vacation down there.
They go away in the winter sometimes. Uh-huh. So, yeah, that was one thing. And there were also some things about actually mating. We believed that the residents only mated within their community.
Uh-huh.
But the whales said, no, that's not exactly true. Sometimes when we meet transient whales, which is another type of orca, you know, sometimes things get a little frisky there, too.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, whoa. So, yeah, there are lots of things like that, you know, we cling to as the absolute truth. But when you talk to the whales about it, you'll find out that they aren't exactly 100%.
Right. So, what's going on with the whales right now out in the San Juans?
Well, actually, there's good news this year. It's been it's been not very good news for a while.
Mm-hmm.
The population has been sort of slowly decreasing, and we were down to a historic low again of about 82 whales, I think. And, you know, these whales, they went through a lot in the 60s and the 70s. This is where they came to capture whales for aquariums.
Mm,
and
yeah.
In about a 10-year period, they removed a third of the local population of orcas.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah, it was devastating to this community.
Oh.
I mean, you know, they have a very tight social structure.
Right.
You know, kids stay with their moms throughout their entire life, even the male. And so, you know, to have all these babies taken was just devastating. And, you know, they still have never come back to the levels they were at that time. So, anyway, in December this year, we had a really sad incident where a female in J-Pod was found dead, and she'd had a full-term baby in her. So everyone was very sad, and, you know, the scientists were all saying, you know, well, this is it. You know, they're going to go extinct in the next decade.
Oh, dear.
And, yeah, it was really awful. And I talked to Granny about it, my whale friend, and she said, you know, tell those scientists to have more faith.
Mm.
She said, you know, we're not going anywhere. And then in the last 2 months, we've had 4 babies born.
That's great.
I know. It's so exciting. And I talked to Granny about it a few weeks ago, and she said, you know, that they were totally thrilled. It's like the start of a new wave. And, and she said, you tell those scientists, again, she said, you just tell them to quit talking about bad stuff like that. You know, we're on the upswing again. You need to have faith in us. And you know what's really great is that she has gotten so much energy from people that send love and, you know, connect with her. She's actually 104 years old this year.
Wow.
And that's amazing. I mean, the average lifespan for a female in this area is in the 60s.
Oh, my goodness. That's so really old.
It's really old. She's the oldest whale in the whole southern resident community. And I saw a picture of her from last fall of her completely jumping out of the water.
That's great.
You know, it's just amazing. And she has told me that all of the love that people send to her, people who've read the book, you know, and connect with her, things like that, she really feels that she gets energy from that, that, you know, really helps her health.
Sure, that makes sense.
She asked me recently when we were talking about these new babies, she said, you know, it would be really helpful if people could send love and healing energy and just hold the vision of that whole community being healthy, having tons of babies, you know, just amping up and being a really, really vibrant population again. So anybody who can do that, that would be just absolutely fantastic.
So, you know, Mary, you talked about how people would read your book and begin to connect with Granny. First of all, how does the animal communication process work?
Okay. Well, it's telepathic, so it's heart-to-heart or mind-to-mind. You don't need to be with them in person. It helps, though, to have, like, a photograph, something like that, to focus your intention on, because it really has a lot to do with intention. It's sitting down, getting quiet, and then really holding the strong focus. This being right here is the one I want to connect with. So that's where a photograph is great. And, yeah, some people send and receive better through the mind, others through the heart, but it doesn't really matter how it works with you. What matters is just to sit and practice with it.
So, you know, you were talking about, you know, wanting the population to increase. What's the situation with their food? I know that, you know, we've got a lot more overfishing going on, and we've got some pollution, and you know, the environment isn't what it used to be. Are they being sustained by the current environment?
Well, that is one of their issues. It really is one of their issues. Food is the biggest issue for them. And as, you know, more and more things are happening within that ocean environment, it obviously affects their food source.
Right, right.
And, you know, salmon is mainly the primary food for these orcas. And so, you know, you've got the issues on the land of logging and things like that, which are ruining the spawning habitats. That's actually probably more of an issue than overfishing.
Makes sense.
And there's, you know, of course there's things like pollution and, you know, things like that, oil spills, all that kind of stuff, and, you know, even radiation coming over from Fukushima. That's starting to affect a lot of things. So they are dealing with a lot. And, you know, I think it's been 5-6 years now that Granny has been asking that people spend time sending loving, healing energy to the water. You know, recently she said, you know, this is not a whale issue. I don't know why you guys think this is a whale issue. The water is for everybody. You guys got to wake up. And it's so true.
It is.
So, you know, just really spending 5 minutes a day just envisioning the water clear, vibrant, healthy, doing any kind of healing work. I've been leading a global water healing thing on the first Friday of the month now for more than a year. And it's just an opportunity for people to get together on the phone and You know, we do something different every time.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody's interested in that, it's globalwaterhealing.org, and you can get the information there. We just had a great one today with Madeline Walker in England, led us on a wonderful journey.
And, you know, Masaru Emoto, who did all that research with water crystals, you know, they've shown that the intention with water, as well as the healing energy with water, you know, not only affects like small bits of it, but actually it makes it, you know, much larger. I remember there was an experiment they were doing near a lake in Japan that was incredibly polluted. And so they decided, oh, there's, you know, there are only a few of us, there's too much water. And so they got like a glass of, they decided to focus the healing energy on the glass of water. Well, not only did the glass of water become much cleaner and the frozen crystals looked much more beautiful that came out of that, but the same was true for the lake behind them, you know, because the healing effect that we have through our intention and, you know, the sort of the vibrational energy can have amazing positive effects on water.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. So I think that's great that you're doing that. And again, can you share with our listeners that website again?
Sure. It's globalwaterhealing.org.
Okay. And before we get a break, I also want our listeners to be able to find you personally, particularly if they've got a pet who they need help with, or if they're interested in going on one of your dolphin tours or whale tours. How can they connect with you?
Very simple. MaryGetten.com. GETTEN.
Okay. Well, more about what the whales have to share with us when we return with Mary Getten here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
I'm the blue whale. I'm the big, big, big blue whale. What kind of animal am I? I'm a mammal. I'm a mammal. I'm the largest mammal in the world.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. mind.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
I live in the oceans of the world. How big am I? I'm very big. From head to tail, I can grow up to 100 feet. How big is my heart? It is also very big.
Don't change that station.
No,
you really are listening to 1150 KKNW, you know, and Transformation Talk Radio. But we're talking about whales, and Benny is having a little fun.
I might have selected the wrong part of that song, but I think it all works out in the end. It doesn't.
Yeah.
Matter.
Well, big from head to tail.
You know,
definitely
over 100
true.
Feet. I'm just saying.
Oh, you know, I'm having a conversation today with a wonderful animal communicator named Mary Gettin. She's the author of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective, and she also wrote a chapter for the new bestseller, Dolphins and Whales Forever. Now, Mary, you know, you've already taught me some things about animal communication, and you've talked about sort of getting quiet and connecting, like having intention, maybe a photo, sort of connecting with an animal. In particular, we're talking about whales. How do you seek validation in this kind of situation? How do you learn to
right.
trust yourself?
Yeah, it's a little bit harder if you're working with a wild animal. You know, when you're first starting out with animal communication, I always encourage my students to work with animals where they can get validation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they can have their friend in Chicago email them a picture of their dog and a list of questions, you
uh-huh.
know, simple everyday things that they can verify, like, you know, what kind of food do they eat? What does their bed look like?
Mm-hmm.
What does the house look like? Things like that. And, you know, the more you do that in the beginning, the more you train yourself to just to be more accurate.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like the temptation often is to just ask questions that can't be verified.
Right.
So it's really good to work with an animal that you don't know, somebody else's, so that you have no preconceived ideas
mm-hmm.
about it, and
yeah.
just to ask it everyday questions.
And, you know, I love that you did that within the context of your class that I took. You know, got a piece of paper with a, you know, I think there's a photograph, and then where there was a piece of paper that had the list of questions that we were supposed to ask.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, I'm a very intuitive person, but I'd never sort of worked within that realm. Maybe I'd gotten some information, you know, like to and from my pets along the way, but I was never really quite sure. And it was extremely validating for me. And in particular, there was, you had asked us the question, this is about animals who'd passed over, and you had us ask, you know, what was your passing like? And what I got with this one was very bumpy, and it didn't make sense to me. And then to get validation after the fact that this cat was really fighting, you know, getting put down, and it was like a, you know, sort of a back and forth situation. This cat, he had actually shown me sort of going back and forth between, you know, passing over and coming back, and it was extremely validating. And that validation, I think, sort of inspires us to ask more questions and to do more of it.
Absolutely. You know, doubt is really the biggest barrier in this work. And, you know, if you spend all your time saying, well, you know, I don't know if I really got that, you know, you just start training your brain to not trust what you get.
Mm-hmm.
It really is about building up these pathways in the brain where telepathy happens. We all have those neurological connections and pathways, but they're not connected up very strongly because
uh-huh.
we don't use them. And so the more you do it, the more you even sit around and imagine you're doing it
uh-huh.
without putting a lot of doubt on it, really creates those actual physical pathways in the brain
that allows
it to happen. So a great way to practice is just to sit and pretend you're talking to that bird outside the window, you
right,
know?
Right.
Imagine what that bird would say back to you. And just keep sending, receiving, until the brain really builds those pathways, and that makes it a whole lot easier.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's so fascinating that you took this beyond the pets and connecting with all of these whales. Can you share with our listeners what's the nature of whale and dolphin consciousness?
Boy, you know, these guys are very highly intelligent, and they live really in a state of what we consider enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
So they're at a very high conscious level. They live with a really high vibration. They are loving, forgiving, non-judgmental. They're all about heart energy as well.
Uh-huh.
I have had so many encounters with whales and dolphins over the years. I mean, humpbacks, gray whales, orcas, all kinds of dolphins. And one of the things that has struck me is that no matter what kind of a whale or dolphin I'm around,
uh-huh.
you can just watch the effect that they have on people. You know, their heart opens up, they
right.
start laughing or crying. A lot of them have, like, you know, some sort of spiritual experience.
Uh-huh.
And it's because, you know, when you're in the presence of a master, you tend to take on that energy.
Right.
So it's so easy to move into a higher state when you're with whales and dolphins.
Uh-huh.
Now, the good news is you don't have to be with them physically. You can be with them telepathically and still get that sort of shift in consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you also lead tours where people get to be in their physical presence. And I know somebody who actually attended your dolphin tour and said it was a life-changing experience. Can you share with our listeners what you do on these tours?
Yeah, this is actually coming up in June. I've got 2 weeks. I'm going to be in Bimini in the Bahamas on a Swim with Wild Dolphins program. And we go out every day on a sailboat, and when the dolphins show up, you know, we spend some time with them on the boat, and then
uh-huh.
when it's clear, they are ready for us to get in the water.
Uh-huh.
We get in the water with them, and they're just amazing. They are so loving and so kind. You know, they'll come up to everybody, say hi. They swim over and look you in the eye. And
wow.
Yeah, I know. If you're good at diving, they like to swirl and twirl and play with you.
Uh-huh.
So it really is fascinating and transformative. That is a good word, to be in the water with them, because sometimes they're clicking at you, they're sending out these healing vibrations,
uh-huh.
and water is such a perfect medium for that. You can just take it in. It's just fantastic. And so, yeah, that's, if you can do that, it's fantastic. I actually have 2 spots left on each week this year, so it's not quite full yet,
uh-huh.
but being with them is just amazing. And I was able to finally get I'm doing a gray whale trip next winter in February down to San Ignacio Lagoon, and I did that for 5 years. These 40-ton whales come right up to the little boat, and they lift their head up so you can kiss them.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you know, you can't touch the dolphins when you're in the water with them,
uh-huh.
but you can touch these gray whales. And they come, they actually push their babies up so we can rub them and kiss them.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God, Christine. It's just amazing. And the heart energy in that lagoon, you know, there's like 250 whales in there.
Wow.
And people arrive, and this big old grin just comes on their face, and it doesn't leave until about a week after you get home, because you're just saturated with this amazing high heart energy.
Uh-huh.
It is just one of the most phenomenal places on the planet, I think.
Wow. Oh, that's very tempting, too. My goodness.
I know. You got to come.
I know. I do. I already know that. I think I do. And I'm absolutely going to come on one of your dolphin tours. I can't do it this year, but perhaps next year as well. Because it's, you know, I was one of these people who watched the show Flipper when I was a kid and had a stuffed animal. My like important stuffed animal, the one I had to go to bed with every night, was this big stuffed Flipper. And I just felt so connected to dolphins. And I still feel that way. you know, I've seen them in captivity, and I've never particularly cared for that. It's like it's connection, but it just feels wrong in some sense. And then, of course, I've seen them swimming around out, you know, the Doll's Porpoise is out in the San Juan Islands. But yeah, let's talk about captivity, because you were talking earlier about whales that were taken and you know, brought into captivity, and then they're ones that are born in captivity. Same thing with dolphins. What's their perspective on that?
Wow. You know, well, it's a very individual issue for whales and dolphins. I've talked to a lot of them in captivity, and some of them would love to be free.
Uh-huh.
You know, no two ways about it. And others say, no, this is my mission. This is what I'm here to do. Mm-hmm. I'm here to meet with people, and I don't want to be free.
Interesting.
So, you know, it's a really tough issue, and I know it is so polarizing. You know, there's this no whales in captivity camp, and uh-huh. then there's this, oh, we should have more in captivity. And, you know, for me, it's just you have to ask each one individually mm-hmm. what it is that they want. And I think it would be great if we could accommodate the ones that want to be free
mm-hmm.
to have, you know, but that takes a whole halfway house,
yeah.
you know, kind of a rehab situation.
Yep.
And then the ones that want to be there, I think we should accommodate that. You know,
yeah.
Keiko, the free Willy whale, mm-hmm. he did not want to be free.
Yeah.
They pushed him out and, you know, he died of a broken heart.
It's so sad.
The whole thing was to be with people.
Yeah, yeah, and, you know, we humans sometimes get rather arrogant thinking we know what's best for everyone, you know, particularly
exactly.
animals, so, oh, that's so, just so sad. Well, I know that you're going to be giving us an opportunity to do some inner work, but I think I want to give people a chance to sort of get into position. We're going to go to another quick break. So if
okay.
you're driving right now and you want to do some of this interconnecting that Mary's going to guide us through, pull over somewhere, get yourself into a parking space. But meanwhile, don't go away, because we've got more with Mary Getten in a few moments.
They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. What happens after we shift? An energetic shift can be disconcerting. When you shift from the known to the unknown, you literally are going into unknown territory without the former rules and constraints that held you in check. You feel happiness and joy, but you're nervous about not knowing what's next. Even happiness can be unfamiliar. You just don't have the guardrails. No one's telling you. It's dangerous. Stop. You'll get hurt. Plunge in. Leap. Taste it. Listen to your intuitive guidance. Let yourself step beyond the boundaries that you've known and challenge yourself to listen to your intuitive guidance, to your higher self, and learn what you were placed here to do. I'm Leslie Fontaine. Visit me at LeslieFontaine.com or call 678-665-3366.
Mia Simone is an avant-garde intuitive consultant, visionary, coach, and entrepreneur who guides her daily life using the gifts of her inner being. She is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. Learn about the science of energy, quantum physics, and the ancient knowledge of understanding how to predict and change your future. Establish focus and expand your self-confidence, personal power, and create direction. For intuitive readings and coaching, contact Mia at 310-409-0333 or visit her website at www.psychicmiasimone.com.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, Genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience, where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Over the years you swam the ocean, following feelings of your own. Now you are washed up on the shoreline, I can see your body.
Welcome back to the Kristi Neptrich Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, Mary, you are going to lead us through some sort of meditation, right?
Yeah. I'd like to take everyone just on a quick little journey to find our inner dolphin. We all have this dolphin energy within us, and I think it's one of the reasons we're all so drawn to them.
Uh-huh.
And a few years ago, my friend Linda Shea from Dolphin Heart World taught me about this. And it's a way that we can connect with dolphin energy and expand that energy to just bring more love and peace into our lives.
That sounds
so
great.
So, if you're ready, let's do it.
Yes, let's.
Okay. So, just everyone close your eyes. And just feel yourself becoming quiet and calm. Just take a few deep breaths. Let your consciousness become still and quiet. Just keep breathing and let your mind settle down. That's right. You're becoming calm and relaxed, peaceful in body and mind. Now, ask your body where your inner dolphin is, where it resides. You might see a picture or just feel something. Just let it appear. When you know where your inner dolphin is, just place your hand there. Just let yourself become familiar with this energy and thank it for being in your life. And now ask your inner dolphin to expand its energy field to completely fill your body. Feel yourself being filled with dolphin energy. And now ask it to extend beyond your body so that it fills your entire energy field. Now go ahead and let your front pec fins and your dorsal fin and your tail flukes pop out. Just notice what's going on in your body, your mind, your emotions. Just rest in this peaceful, loving energy. Thank your inner dolphin, and why don't you ask it if it would like to keep its energy extended like this for the rest of the day, so you can walk in the world with your energy dolphin extended, and when you're ready, you can open your eyes.
So, Mary, what does getting in tune with our own dolphin energy, how does that relate to our connection with whales and dolphins?
Well, by expanding that high-frequency dolphin energy every day, it helps to just bring more of that into your system.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're feeling stressed out, frazzled, you sit down for 20 seconds is all it really takes to expand that inner dolphin
uh-huh.
and to be in that energy field. It really helps you to start bringing more love and light into your life and for helping you to raise your own vibration.
Mm-hmm.
I like to do it before I get out of bed in the morning.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it seems very powerful. So, Mary, before we end the show, I'm curious, are there some important messages for us that come from the whales and the dolphins?
Oh, boy. There are so many. There are so many. But, you know, first of all, I would say that the big one really right now coming from all different types of whales and dolphins is about this issue of healing the water.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, just by us focusing on the waters and sending healing energy or picturing them clean and pristine and vibrant, that is going to make a big difference. But it takes a lot of people to do that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Granny has said to me, you know, even if you don't believe it's working, it is working. And something she told me recently that really I hadn't thought of was that she said, just by focusing on the water, you're actually healing the entire planet.
Mm-hmm.
Because as that water evaporates and it moves over the land and it rains down upon the land and all the people and all the animals and all the plants and all the beings, that love, that energy is spreading around the world. So don't feel bad about just sending it to the water, because that goes everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that that is an important message to focus on what it is we want. And, you know, that's one of the things that I've had to learn the hard way in my own personal life. And I think that we've learned it on the planet in a variety of ways. If we push against what we don't want, if we focus on the horrors of, you know, whether it's the pollution or the destroying the environment or, you know, the whaling or whatever it is we don't want, then what happens is we create more of that. But this is so beautiful because we're focusing on what is going to help not only the whales but also ourselves.
Right. Actually, I've got a little quote here I'd love to read that something she said recently. She said, "Do not act out of anger or hatred."
Mm-hmm.
We see many humans who fuel their lives with anger. They focus on things they feel are wrong and spew their anger out into the world. Focusing on these things in this way only feeds them.
Mm.
Now, I am not saying that humans should ignore injustice or pollution or disease or politicians. What I am suggesting is, instead of approaching these issues with anger, that they approach them with love and compassion. This is the only way to affect real change. You may feel that anger is getting someone's attention, and that is true, but to create change, true change, you must come with a soft heart, an open heart. That is the way of whales and dolphins, and you would do well to learn from us. You have such capacity for creating and spreading love on this planet. Make that your goal in life, and as your love and light touches others, it will inspire them to do the same.
Wow, what a message. That's
yeah.
So powerful.
I know.
Well, unfortunately, this hour has just flown by, Mary, but before we end the show, can you please share with our listeners again how to connect with you and how to connect to the water meditation?
Sure. Yeah, for information about my books, trips, workshops, the animal communication consultations, my website is the best place, marygetten.com. And to get the information about our first Friday water meditation, just go to globalwaterhealing.org.
globalwaterhealing.org.
Right.
Thank you so much, Mary, for doing what you're doing here on the planet and for being on the show. It's been a kick.
Oh, it's great. Anytime, Christine. I'd love to come back.
Oh, that'd be fabulous. And I tell you, I love Mary's workshops as well. If you're tempted to go do one of these tours or go to one of her workshops, I highly recommend it. And I want to thank you for joining us here today. And I want to encourage you to live life more vibrantly. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey.
Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.